to Spain now in a building bribery scandal, really building. With housing prices higher than ever, some builders pay a lot to local politicians to get around permits and restrictions. Homeowners struggling to pay off their mortgages are furious. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
On the empty plains south of Madrid, a skyline rises in the distance. As you get closer, it turns out to be a huge cluster of apartment buildings towering over the landscape. It's a new development on the edge of an old town called Cesena. With more than 13,000 units, the development would quintuple the local population. But construction has been halted as prosecutors look into allegations of graft. 4,000 units have already been sold, and a few of the owners are sharing their frustrations at a cafe in town. A year and a half ago, José María Duarte decided that his family of four could no longer live with his in-laws in their cramped Madrid apartment. Like many first-time homebuyers in Spain, Duarte couldn't afford the astronomical prices closer to the city, so he forked over more than $300,000 for an apartment here. He says authorities are overreacting to the corruption. All builders have sweetheart deals, he says. It's a no-brainer. Duarte should know. He's a construction worker. But lately, it seems as though Pandora's box has opened. Since the beginning of this year, around 150 scandals have surfaced in town halls across the country. One of the worst cases is Marbella, a beach resort favored by Saudi princes, film stars, and Russian mobsters. There, prosecutors have dismantled the entire city government and confiscated luxury goods worth billions of dollars. One former town councillor had a painting by Miró above his toilet. At a recent town council meeting in Cesena, a spokeswoman for the owners complained that they're the ones suffering the consequences of the local scandal. After the meeting, Cesena's new mayor, Manuel Fuentes, blames the corruption on the previous administration. Elected officials, in some cases, don't have principles, or else they have their principles in their wallets, he said. But even honest politicians are tempted to help their budgets by selling licenses to build. Drive around Spain and you see forests of construction cranes and a coastline that's becoming cluttered with condos and hotels. Last year, more homes were built in Spain than in France, Germany, and Britain combined. Still, experts say the reason so many cases of corruption are coming to light is because Spaniards are no longer blasé about it. Finance professor Jesús Lizcano heads the Madrid office of the anti-corruption group Transparency International. He says increased accountability has been one of the benefits of Spain's economic integration with Europe. Perhaps our culture and our education in general hasn't been based on strong civic and democratic values, he says. We were a bit like Don Quixotes. We thought we could beat the law. But that's been changing. We've been contaminated, in a positive way, by other European countries. Local elections are coming up next year, and affordable housing is becoming a hot political issue. The government has promised to crack down on corrupt officials while toughening local zoning laws. But with so much money being made in Spanish real estate, it may take more than a new law and citizen outrage to keep all local politicians honest. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Cesena, Spain.